Friends, I am so excited for the word today as we finish up this series we've been in. All about the mission of our church we've been talking about, Discover. So if you are a guest here today, I want to say to you what we say every Sunday. If you arrived as a guest, I pray that you leave feeling like family. That's our hope for you. And so make yourself at home, kick your feet up, open the fridge, steal the food. We're just happy you're here and enjoy yourself today. We've been on a journey talking about the mission of our church, what it is to discover Jesus, discover church, discover change, discover purpose. And probably over the next few months, we're going to keep saying those things till I'm blue in the face. Because I believe that God has something for us in these steps that is going to bring real life to so many of us. And so we're going to start today by talking about what it is to discover purpose in our life. And I want to tell you a story that I heard recently. To help us to think about discovering our purpose. I heard a story recently of a dog race, a greyhound dog racing that was happening in Florida in the United States. And if you're unfamiliar with greyhound racing, what happens is that the dogs will run around the track, and they only run around the track because there's a mechanical rabbit that kind of goes ahead of them. And it goes at pace around the track, and then they chase after it. Well, the story that I heard recently was that this the mechanical rabbit was going around, the dogs are running, and then the mechanical rabbit just like blew up, and the wires are going everywhere. A little furry thing flies over here, and then it just stops. And so the dogs are running, and then suddenly the thing they were chasing goes away, and then they didn't know what to do. And so they're running around. So some of the dogs, they just sit down and take a nap on the track. They just lie down. Some of them start howling at everyone who's watching, all the people betting on the dog race. They start barking at them, like, what's going on? And some of them, even worse, run through the rails and like injure themselves and different things. And it made me think about humanity, that if we don't have clarity on what it is that we're chasing after, then oftentimes what happens is we're either going to take a nap, we're going to start shouting at someone else, or we're going to injure ourselves, we're going to hurt ourselves. And so the question I have for us this morning, church, is what are you chasing? In this season of life, what are you chasing? Because I think all of us are chasing, well, most of us are chasing something. Some of us are not chasing anything. We're taking a nap. We don't know why we're here. You don't know why you're in church. You don't know what you're doing in life. You haven't yet got the clarity of purpose. The truth is that there are two really significant days in your life, the day you were born and the day you figure out why. And for many of us, we're drifting around without clarity of what it is we're chasing. But some of us, we're chasing something, but it's actually not leading to life. We're chasing after something that isn't life-giving for us. And so we're getting injured. We're getting hurt on the process. And today, I want to speak to the thought of helping us to discover what is your purpose. Why are you here? What's God got for you? And to help set us up towards that, I want to take a step back, zoom out a little bit, and say, really, this series that we've been teaching through, and if you've missed it, you can catch up on our YouTube page, is to help us to think about what is our purpose as a church. What is our purpose? And so, as I said, we've been talking about four different ideas of what I believe our purpose is. If you call yourself a member of Freedom Church or you regularly attend our church, I want you to know that this is what we as pastors believe our purpose is. These four things. The first, as we said, is that we are here to help people and each other to discover Jesus. And when we are helping people to discover Jesus, what I want us to grasp is we believe that following Jesus changes everything. Following Jesus changes everything. You see this throughout the scriptures, that when people encounter Jesus, their lives will profoundly changed. We talked about the woman at the well this morning. When she went up, she encountered Jesus, And everything about her life changed. She's talking to him there, and Jesus speaks about where her life has been at and the dysfunctional relationships and the broken relationships she's had. And she sees him, and she goes and says, hey, come and meet the man who's told me everything about myself. He knows everything about me. She was ministered to in that moment. Or we can think of someone like the Roman centurion who had the faith to believe that God could heal even from a distance. He didn't need to come to his house. God could do it. It changed how he lived. Or someone like Simon Peter, the fisherman who is going through life doing business, and God calls him to a bigger, higher purpose, and it changes everything. And so we believe that our purpose is to help people connect to Jesus and then discover church. And this is what we want to say about Discover Church, is that we want to say that his mission is now our mission. That when we discover Jesus, we become a part of his body. And we say his mission is our mission. We want to help people to connect to what we love. That we love his church. We love the church of Jesus. I've seen people's lives profoundly changed by being a part of church community. And if you're a guest here today, or you're still figuring out who we are, I want to encourage you, come and discover church. Come and discover what it is to be, not just from a distance. You've got to get close. Sometimes you can, like, a fire is only good if you're close. It only warms you if you're close. You can see it from a distance, but it's only good if you're close. I want to encourage you, get close. Get close into community groups. Get close into a serve team. Get close. It's so good here. We love it. Love what God is doing in our people. And then we want to encourage people to discover change. And the reality is that we want to encourage people to grasp is, if when we see people discover change, we say this, that we can't be around Jesus and stay the same. We can't be around Jesus and stay the same. You see this again throughout the scriptures, that when people met Jesus, they couldn't stay the same. We just sang that song that I'm not going back. There's something when I meet the person in the presence of Jesus, say, why would I go back to that life anyways? I'm not going back. And today then we're going to talk about discovering purpose. And this is what we want to say about discovering purpose. That if you discover your purpose, you're going to realize that we get to use our gifts for his glory. Our gifts for his glory. Many of us, we discover maybe we're gifted at something. We're figuring out life, what we're meant to be doing. And we use our gifts, but sometimes we use them for our glory. And by our glory, I mean building your own life, trying to sustain your own life in some kind of way. But here's the thing, church, when we discover that the purpose on our life and the gifts he's given us are not for me, they're for others. And that I get to serve others, encourage others, build other people's lives. Man, it's for his glory that we get to live. And so that's what we're talking about, our church. Our church's purpose is to help people go and go through these steps. As we've been going through this series, I've felt the vision that I have for our church family is growing and growing. I think there's some exciting things ahead of us, church, that as we all come together and grasp and align to the fact that we are called to help people to discover Jesus, church, change and purpose, that we're planning ahead, people. We got most of 2026 planned out already. Come on, somebody. For those of you planners in the room, you like this. And as we're planning our year, what are we doing? We're aligning every activity that we do in church around, does this help people to discover Jesus? Does this help people to discover church or change or their purpose? And as we go on that journey, I'm feeling more and more stirred by the possibilities and the potential of what God wants to do through us. That as we lean into the purpose, because the thing about knowing your purpose is when you know your purpose, you're not distracted by other things. That when you know what God's called you to, I'm not going to be distracted by the shiny object over here that looks interesting, the job over here that looks interesting, but it doesn't align me to my purpose. I'm not going to be distracted from the thing God's called me to. I want to encourage you, as you consider your purpose today, When you discover it, it's going to help you to say, I'm about this and I'm not going to be distracted. Because the thing is, the enemy will come into our life with this fruit to say, hey, why don't you come over here? Why don't you try this over here? Doesn't this look nice? Doesn't this look interesting? But when you know your purpose, you say, there is nothing else. It's like Jesus talks about this pearl of great reward. He says that when you discover the kingdom, you sell everything else you have to just buy the land where this pearl is, because this is worth it. You discover your purpose. You don't want to be distracted by other things. And so as I've been praying, can I share some of the vision and the things stirring in my heart that God, I think if we all start to align around this, and this is a non-exhaustive list. I just want to share you with some of the things that God is stirring in my heart that I think as we all align around saying, we want to help people and even for yourselves to discover purpose, discover church, discover change and discover purpose. I think these are some of the things we're going to see. We're going to say one day we will see multiple churches planted across the city of Cape Town. That across the city, we would establish beacons of light where people would be drawn to worship, prayer, and change. One day we'll see churches planted in cities across South and Southern Africa. They will become hubs for community transformation, reconciliation, and healing. One day we will see high schools filled with worshipers, learners praying at lunchtimes and at breakfast clubs because they've been touched by the presence of God. One day we'll see hundreds of young leaders raised up to influence churches, government, media, the arts, business, education for the glory of God. We will see society change because young leaders stand on the word of God with great conviction about their calling. One day we'll see at least 10 churches with over 500 people in each congregation making a difference in their communities. One day we'll see a church whose heartbeat is its small groups. Every member of the church will attend life-giving, freedom-bringing, purpose-enabling small groups. One day we'll write worship songs that draw people to Christ. The songs that will bring healing, deliverance, and catapult people into their calling. One day we'll see an outbreak of the Holy Spirit in ways that could only be likened to the book of Acts. The blind will see, the possessed will be delivered, the dead will be raised. One day we will raise up preachers who will take the message of Jesus across cities and nations as churches are planted. We'll raise up communicators so gifted that people will flock to the altar in repentance as the Spirit of God calls them. That's what we're believing for, church family. That we're going to see some things. God is raising us up as a church that is going to see some, one day we're going to see some things. What's your plan? I don't know the plan, but God's got a vision in our hearts. We're going to see some things. How are we going to see them? We're going to see them by helping people to discover Jesus. We're going to see them by helping people to discover church and change and purpose. That if we align on these things, I think we're going to see some things, church family. That will shock us, that you're here today. You say, I was at the start of that. I remember when we started talking about those things, and now we're seeing some things that are going to shock us. Why? Because God is leading us into some things that are going to amaze us in the days to come. That's what I'm believing for. And so what's our purpose? We got some exciting things ahead of us. And in this series, I hope that you're starting to catch the importance of these things, that there are steps that you can take today. Yeah. One of the things we say in our Discover course that we have is that every member is a minister. That if you're a member of our church family, God has uniquely called and gifted you. That this is not just about a couple of people with gifting. We believe every member is a minister and God has called some people. I'm like 3 minutes into my message and we're way into it. So I better keep to what I've written down today. But I do want to tell you just briefly about our purpose and how are we going to get to some of these things. One of the things I'm so excited about that I just want to mention today is the series we have coming up. We got this series coming up in as we build up towards Christmas called The Greatest Gift. And throughout the Greatest Gift series, we've got our Christmas services. We're going to talk more about them next week on the 14th of December. And I can't wait to see this room filled with people as you all bring your friends and family and everyone comes to celebrate Christmas with us. The thing I'm really excited about in this series is we're going to be talking about, as we talk about the greatest gift, we're going to talk from the verse that many of us will know, John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that he gave. And we're going to talk about generosity and what it is to be a generous church. So can I tell you something that I'm so pumped about? See, we've been, we have in our church money that we set aside when you all give tithe and offering. And we give it. We want to give it away to people outside of ourselves. So can I share some news with you today? That through this Greatest Gift series, over the 4 weeks from November 30th to December 21st, across those 4 weeks, as a church family, you all are going to be giving away 100,000 rand to organizations across our city and churches. That we're going to be able to be a generous church. We're going to be giving away, and we're going to be one, particularly through our Kingdom Builders Giving Lane, which is called Impact a City. We're going to be giving to organizations around helping, particularly women around sexual violence, organizations around addiction. We are going to be, as a church family, investing into organizations who are ministering to our city. Why? Because you all are a generous church. And so I want to celebrate that when we all are a part of this, we get to make a difference. We get to make a difference. The other thing we're going to do during that series, again, we'll talk more over the next couple of weeks, is we're going to have what we're calling a Giving Sunday on the 7th of December. And as we all step into our purpose, we're going to have the opportunity, and we're going to say it this way, that you get on that Sunday to come and watch your church give. Come and watch our church be generous. And so we're going to have an opportunity on that Sunday to come and give into an offering where we're going to thank God for what he's done in 2025 and believe for some things in 26. And we're going to get to come and be generous. And I'm believing every child, every young person, every adult in our church, we're going to come and we're going to give and invest into what God has in our church family. Are you excited with me? I'm excited for what God's going to do as we're a generous church. This is some of our purpose. I just want to talk a little bit our purpose, because what I want you to know is you are in a church that is filled with purpose. And that's exciting. That's very exciting. But even amongst that, for some of us, we'll still be asking the question, okay, it's great that we have a purpose, but what is my purpose? What is my purpose? Even amongst the idea that we've got some things that God's called us to do, what is my purpose? I was thinking about Paul, the Apostle Paul, and in line with this discover journey that we're talking about, I think Paul went on this journey of discover. See, he was on a road, if you don't know the story, Saul, his name was, became Paul, and he goes on this journey on the road to Damascus where he's going to persecute some Christians. And guess what happened? He's riding on the horse, and in a moment, he discovered Jesus. This bright light happens. He's knocked off the horse. He's blinded, and he discovered Jesus in a powerful moment. And so he goes to Damascus. He's not eating. He's in a little bit of shock. And then one of the local disciples, Ananias, goes, sent by the Holy Spirit to go minister to him. He prays for Paul's other believers. He gets into Christian community. And guess what happened to Paul? He didn't stay the same. He discovered change. He went on a journey of repentance. And we heard an amazing message about repentance last week. Powerful message. And he went on this journey of changing to become more like Jesus, into the image of Jesus. And then he discovers his purpose and goes around ministering to churches, planting churches, building the local church from those early days. And then he speaks to the church and the purpose of Christians in a really interesting way in 1 Corinthians 12. And I want to show us those verses this morning. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 15 to 20. We read these verses a little earlier in this series, but I wanted to return to them because I think that this helps us to see a little bit of what our purpose is as individuals. It says this, Paul is talking about the church, believers, Christians. And he's talking about in the context of us being a body as the church, that Jesus is the head and we are the body. It says, now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not be for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. What do I want to tell you this morning? There's something that Paul discovered on his journey, that he went on, that I want to encourage every one of you to grasp this morning. As individuals, you have a unique function and part of the body to play. Every one of you, only you can play that role. Only you can play that part in the body. You are uniquely created by God as a part of the body. And here's what I want you to know. If you are a Christian here, you cannot exist outside of the body. You cannot believe in Jesus as the head and be disconnected from the body. You need to be a part. I heard a study, and again, it was based from the States, but I thought it was an interesting one to help us to reflect as humans. It said, in this study of Christians, large study of Christians, 87% of the people who were part of this study did not know the role they were meant to play in the body. 87% did not know. Can you imagine if 87% of my body did not know what it was meant to be doing? If the heart was trying to be like an eye, and then it was just frustrated all the time because it couldn't see anything. I've been around some churches in different parts of the world, and I think that I wonder if that study might actually be representative of a lot of us. That we are here and we show up, but we don't know what part we're meant to play. But here's what I want to tell you. In our church family, we are committed to helping you discover the part you're meant to play. Because we believe you are uniquely created with a specific function. A lot of us, we spend our times trying to figure out, okay, what's my purpose? And because we meet Jesus and then we get a little bit frustrated because we haven't figured out the function we're meant to have in the body. So what do? We go and find our purpose outside of the church. But guess what you're going to be doing for eternity? You're going to be a part of the body. So when we are in Christ, you say yes to Jesus, you become a part of his body. And so I believe this, that as Christians, your primary function starts in the body, and then for some of us, we're called to, and we're gifted to do other things outside as well. You're gifted to in a certain career. Like I want you, if you feel I'm called to be a teacher or a doctor, listen, we need great teachers. We need God-fearing, Jesus-loving teachers. We need great doctors. If you feel called, I feel like I'm meant to be in politics and make a difference there. We need God-fearing, Jesus-loving politicians. If you feel called to a particular career, I really have a heart to see us released into that. But do know this. You've got to start in your function in the body, figure that out, and then be sent from there. If you try and exist outside of the body, you're going to miss out on your purpose. You're going to get to that day of judgment. You stood before Jesus. You missed the whole thing. You missed the whole thing. I called you to be a part of the body, and this was the part you were meant to play. So maybe say, Josh, I don't know the part I'm meant to play. Great, let's figure it out. Let's go on the journey. We want to help you to discover your purpose. Let me show you one other verse that's going to help us to figure out our purpose today. It's Romans chapter 12, verse 6. It says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. We have different gifts. You've got a unique function in the body, and you've got unique gifts. Some of you, you're just gifted to minister to children. Praise God. That's amazing. That's brilliant. Some of you, you're gifted to lead people into the presence of God in worship. Some of you, you're gifted with the gift of mercy. You're always seeing people that you want to impart mercy and encouragement and life to. And sometimes here's what happens. Someone with the gift of mercy, you say, what are we doing as a church? Why aren't we being more merciful? Guess who's part of the body that is? That's you. Don't say, why is the church not? Say, how as the church can I? Right? Some of us, we're called to be prophetic people. Are we going to have more prophetic times in? Go and prophesy. But also, we want to equip you. We want to mobilize you in your gifts. So here's what I want to encourage you after service today. And I really pray we have a line of people queuing up. You'll see over here in this corner of the room. And if you're watching online, you can reach out to us. We'd love to get you this spiritual gifts test. If you scan the QR code that says Discover Purpose, you can take a spiritual gifts test. Now, to be clear, that's not how the Holy Spirit distributes gifts. There's other ways. But it is a helpful one to just get you thinking about maybe some of what the gifts God's given you might be. And what we want to do is, if you fill that out, you can let us know the top three gifts that you got. What we're going to do is we're going to put that for every member of our church. We've got a database. We're going to put that on your profile. And then when we do something that is going to enable and equip and train people with a gift of mercy, we're going to reach out to you and say, hey, we'd love you to come and be a part of this. We want to equip you in your gifts. If we're going to do a workshop to help people to grow in the prophetic, we're going to reach out to you and say, hey, come and get involved. We want to equip you in your purpose. We want to be much more intentional about how we're equipping you to do the work that God has called you to do. We're even going to help you to figure out what's the best serve team for you to be a part of, depending on your gifts. We want to equip you in the work that God has for you. Why? Because we want to use our gifts for His glory. Not to build my life, not to build my name, not to build my reputation, not even to build the name of our church, any of that. We want to build His glory. We want to worship Jesus and make His name lifted up. And how do we do that? When we all figure out what's my gift, what's my function, then we're going to grow and thrive in the call that God has for us. I want to say it this way. You have a uniquely designed part to play that only you can do. You have a uniquely designed part to play that only you can do. If you feel like you've been on the outside, you've been on the fringes, I want to encourage you, step in, take a next step today. Take a next step into what God has for you today. It's going to lead to life. Let me finish with this. I was hearing a preacher share a concept recently and it was so good. I just want to rip it off. Sound good? It's pure plagiarism. All right. I heard him talking about how he was sat, he was in his car, he was in traffic, sat at the robots at some traffic lights, and it was red light, and it was just turned green. And you know, if you're sat at the lights, and you're like counting ahead of time, how many cars do I think are going to make it through this green light before it turns red again? And you go, if everyone goes as soon as it turns green, we're all going to make it. And then someone sat one car ahead of you, has their head down and they're scrolling. Anyone know? So he was saying that you drivers in the room, you know that there's two kinds of, how many people, just show of hands, if you're like, you like to push the horn in your car. Any people? No, be honest in church, come on. I know there's more of you. I am that person, friends. I am that person. Brad, who was leading worship today, always tells me I drive like a taxi driver. I'm like, hey, come on. We gotta move. So, hey, come on. That's what I'm saying, Millie. We gotta move. Let's go. But there's a way of pushing down the horn that tells the person in front of you, I'm a little stressed at you right now. Come on. And then there's this other way. Some of you will know this. Beep, beep. Just, you're trying to be friendly. You're making a point. You just say, hey, beep, beep. And there's, oh, sorry, yeah. You've got two ways of doing it. And oftentimes as preachers, we stand up here and we have a choice of How do I bring a message today? Am I going to give you a let's go kind of message? Or am I going to give you a beep beep? And today, what I felt to do was in tone is to maybe give you a beep beep. But in my heart, I'm screaming, let's go! Let's go! Why? Because some of us have been trying to figure out if we want to take a next step of following Jesus. And you've been thinking about it for so long. And I want to tell you, there is nothing better than taking a step of saying, I am here, I want to follow Jesus. He transforms and changes and heals and restores and brings life. Or I guess you could go back to the same life, but my prayer is, let's go. Maybe you could take a next step of saying, I want to discover church today. I want to be a part of community. I was thinking about how being in a small group sometimes can feel like insurance. Like they're great, they're awesome, but sometimes you don't want to go. But let me tell you something about car insurance. You don't need it till you need it. And some of you found that out this year because you weren't in a small group. You weren't in a community group and life went sideways. And you started looking around. You said, who's here with me? Where's the church? And I want to say to you, you're the one who didn't take out the insurance. You need to be in the room regularly to know, because people, when you're in good relationship with people, they'll look at you and they can see that you're not doing good. And you say, hey, you don't normally show up this way. You need people in your life who are going to be able to minister to you in that moment. But if you don't show up to your small group, people might just think that's how you are. That sometimes you look a bit grumpy. They're not going to know. You need people in your life. Some of you, you haven't had people and you need people. I want to say, discover church today, family. Discover change. Some of us, we're still living in the sin and we haven't moved past it. And I want to say to you today, do you really want to go another day? Do you really want that for your life? Do you really want to go another day without changing? Because you can. Jesus has it for you. Let's go. And maybe today you need to discover your purpose. The reason for which you have been made. Do you want to go another day without figuring that out? Let's go. Let's go. God has something for us today. And you can either come through and it was an interesting thought, a nice TED talk, or you can receive it as life. And we are washed in the word and we are changed by it. So in my heart today, let's go. But let me finish with a little beep, beep. We love you. Keep coming. If you're not ready for it, that's fine. But in my heart, I'm saying, let's go. Can I pray for us? Jesus, I thank you for every person in the room today who knows they have a next step to take from this series. They're going to discover more of who you are, taking steps towards you or purpose, change, church, whatever it is. Lord, I pray that we would be a church who moves towards the life that you have for us. Who moves towards the purpose for which you've called us. Lord, I pray for every person in this room who's yet to discover their purpose. I pray for a holy irritation to take hold of them and say, I got to figure this out. I'm not going to sit another day waiting to figure out what I'm here for. I am going to get serious about discovering the purpose of my life. Lord Jesus, I pray, would you lead people into your truth today?